Hey, friend, welcome to the Start Scared podcast, where we are mamas who are wanting, craving, needing more in our lives outside of just being a mom. We love our babies, but man, have we lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life. My name is Christy, and I'm a wife, mama, teacher, an Enneagram 6, and a projector who used to be bound by what I thought I was supposed to say, do, or be. So much so that I'm trying to discover who Christy is right now in real time. Together, we're going to have honest and real conversations, just like girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. We're going to cut through the BS stories we tell ourselves and find clarity to start scared on putting ourselves first. Because, girl, who you are outside of being a mom still matters. It is time that we live out the dreams and the desires that God has placed on our hearts, even if we don't know what that is quite yet. But I got you. We're in this together. So grab your drink, meet me on the back porch, and let's do this. Hey girl, welcome back to another installment of the Empower Her series. I am so excited that you are here. We are going to be talking all about my obsession with the wonderful Ashley Lemieux. But before we dive in, I want to remind you of another way that you and I can connect outside of this podcast. Like, I love to host this podcast, but I sit in my closet or on my back porch and I'm just talking to myself. And so really, I feel like at this point, because I share so openly with you, that you know me really, really well, but I want to get to know you better too. Like, having this community of women and support is so very important to me. And so if you are loving this podcast, then you are going to want to jump on my free inspo text list twice a week, once on Thursday and once on Sunday. I send you an affirmation or a kick in the pants or a motivational quote straight to your phone. I also send you a reminder of that week's podcast episode. And all you have to do to subscribe is text Start Scared, make sure it's all one word, to 855-849-0997, and you're in. It is that easy. I also put all of this information in the show notes for you to access as well. It lives there. There's also a link to a super short form that you can fill out to join the text list as well. If you can't just text the phone number, text Start Scared to the phone number, you can fill out that quick little link. You can also text me back anything, because like I said, I want to get to know you better. So feel free to loop me in on what's going on in your life, what's keeping you up at night, what you love about the podcast, what you wish you could hear more on the podcast, or just tell me what's going on. Remember, I consider these conversations like we're girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. So let me know what's going on in your world. And, you know, I want to support you on your journey towards discovering who you are outside of being a mom. All right. So I want to introduce to you Ashley Lemieux. She is a grief expert. So definitely not the fun stuff to talk about. And really, I had never heard about her before I saw her in September at Empower Her Live. And like I said, she's a grief expert. She has an online community of women where they create resources to help them get through the hard times in life, which I think is so powerful and so needed. She is an author of 3 best-selling books. She is a mom, she is a wife, and she is known to be talking about the hard stuff, the stuff that most people shy away from, but also putting a shift on it that makes it a little bit more light and funny. And she was wonderful and such a joy to listen to. But there were a couple things that really stood out to me that she said that I wanted to share with you. And you know that I'm in the middle of my own grief season. And at the time in September, I thought that I was doing okay. And I didn't really want to sit through a grief expert keynote. If you know what I mean. I'm like, I don't want to feel these feelings anymore. But it was really needed. And I really, really enjoyed listening to her speak. And I think it was exactly what I needed to hear, even though I didn't want to hear it. And I think that's the beauty of Ashley Lemieux, is that she says the things that nobody wants to say. So one thing that she said is, a lot of the times as women, we want to, you know, maybe shy away from the hard stuff, or, you know, the not sharing of things. And oftentimes, so many people want to fix grief, right? What can I do to help? And one thing that Ashley Lemieux said was, what if grief is not something to be fixed, but is something to be experienced? And we talk a lot about, you know, having the full range of emotions and having the full human experience. And that includes grief, right? Like, Everybody, nobody is immune from grief. Everybody is going to experience loss at some point. The difference in losses, you know, the types of losses may be different. The way that you feel those losses may be different, but everybody experiences loss in some way, shape, or form. And we need to experience those feelings and that grief rather than just trying to button it up and, you know, put it in the back burner and just keep moving and plugging forward and living our best lives, right? I think that a lot of good and a lot of growth can come from experiencing grief and feeling those feelings. Through my own healing and grief journey, you know, as my dad was sick, I realized that grief and gratitude can sit at the same table. It's not an all or nothing thing. And one of the things that Ashley Lemieux talked about was reframing your thoughts. And we have a typical human being has 12,000 thoughts a day, and 80% of them are negative. That's a lot. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of thoughts. And 80% of them are negative. So she suggested the two most powerful words to reframe your thoughts are the word and, because healing teaches us that grief can coexist with our other emotions, like grief and gratitude. I am so sad that my dad has passed away, but I am so grateful to experience the love that I had and the memories that I have. So those grief can sit with other emotions. It's not one or the other, and neither one needs to be pushed away when you're feeling the other. And then also the word so gives us a pathway forward. So I can feel grief and gratitude so that I can experience life. I can sit with both emotions, both thoughts, so that I can learn and grow from the experiences that I'm having. So those are the two most powerful words to help you reframe those thoughts from negative to something more healing. And so. Hey girl, hey, sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to share with you a product that I found that I think is going to be life-changing for you, just like it was for me. So a little bit of backstory. It probably wasn't until my mid-30s that I had any kind of skincare routine at all. I never used to wash my face in the morning, never used to wash my face at night. I would wash it in the shower and that was about it. I don't know if you can relate to that, but in my mid-30s, I was like, okay, I lived in the tanning beds in my teens and my 20s. I have major sunspots. I have major skin damage. I have deep set wrinkles, like where my crow's feet are. I have sagging skin. I don't want to look like I'm 50 when I'm only 40. So I need to do something. So I set out to find some skincare, a skincare line that I loved. And I'm not going to lie, I tried a lot of them and they all work. I'm not knocking them, but some of them were just like astronomically expensive, or some of them were like eight steps and ain't nobody got time for that. Some of them that just didn't work as well as I would hope. But then I found Herbal Face Food and it legit changed the game. So I started using them back in July and I took progress photos about 3 weeks later, and I was just mind blown by how much brighter my skin was. My sunspots were fading. Some of them were completely gone. My skin was tighter just from using it for 3 weeks. What? So I reached out to them. I wanted to get a discount code so I could share it with you, because I was just so incredibly pleased and excited for the results and to continue to get to use them. And the best part is there's only 4 steps. And to be quite honest, I only use 3 steps. I use the serum one, which is a radical youth concentrate. I use the cure, which is an extreme multi-correction serum. And then I use the cream, which is a moisturizer. And when I say that it has been a game changer for my skin, I'm not lying. So if you go to herbalfacefood.com, you can shop and see which products you want to start with. And then if you use the code Christy, C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y, at checkout, you will save 20%. But here's the kicker. You only can use my code once. So if you love the product and then you want to buy some more, then you need to sign up for the subscription.
to continue to get 20% off all the products in their store. And it's super easy. You can manage it yourself. They're not going to like send you products without you knowing. So that's really cool. And then also, if you decide that you don't love the product, they have a bottom of the bottle money back guarantee that you can send it back if you don't love it. But make sure that you take pictures and take progress pictures, because trust me when I say you are going to be blown away by how well it works and how amazing your skin feels. Okay, again, that's herbalfacefood.com. And then use the code Christy, C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y, at checkout to save 20%. Take those pictures, send them to me, tag me on Instagram. I want to know how much you love this product, because this is it, y'all. This is it. And then the last thing that I wanted to share with you that was really powerful to me was something that I'd heard before, but it kind of really struck a chord with me, is buffaloes are the only animals who don't run away from the storm. So if you're looking at two different animals, if you're looking at buffaloes and if you're looking at cows, cows will turn and run away from the storm when it's happening. And, you know, they don't run very, very fast. And so they're running away from the storm. Eventually, the storm is going to catch up to them. Eventually, they're going to sit inside the storm. Eventually, the storm will lead them. However, a buffalo runs into the storm, and they run straight into it because they know intuitively, instinctually, that the quicker they get through it, the quicker they can go back to normal. So they run head on into the storm. They experience that grief. They experience that hard time. They run straight into it because they know that if they do that, then they'll get on the other side faster. So instead of pushing those feelings of grief aside, instead of pushing those feelings of, you know, the sadness and the hard times aside, experience them, sit with them, because the quicker you experience them, the quicker you can get through them. And not saying that there's not going to be times of grief. I know lots of people who have lost family members or children, and grief just hits you at the weirdest of times. And, you know, the sadness and the grief never goes away. You may learn how to experience it a little bit differently as you get further removed from the time. But if you run straight into that storm, if you run straight into that grief, if you run straight into that experience, you have a quicker time of getting through it and getting on the other side. So I have a challenge for you. And this is the challenge that Ashley gave us too. She said, you know, close your eyes. Go to a safe place. Maybe it's a mirror in the bathroom. Maybe it's a mirror in your bedroom. Maybe it's a handheld mirror at the beach. Whatever a safe place you can get to, but make sure you have a mirror and you're all alone. And she said, look into the mirror. Look directly into your eyes, because so many times, how many times have we looked into the mirror, but we haven't looked into our eyes? So she challenged us, look in the mirror, look into your eyes, look deep into your soul, and ask yourself, how are you really doing? And see what comes up with that. See what kind of emotions, what kind of feelings come up when you look deep down into your own soul. Because again, how often, I know that I'm raising my hand right now, I can't tell you the last time I did that, right? So look deep into your soul. And ask yourself, how are you really? And then tell yourself, I acknowledge you. You are worthy and you are enough. I hope that some of this hit home with you. Ashley Lemieux was a powerful speaker. You can find her at Ashley L. Lemieux. Let me check before I give you the wrong places to go. You can find her at, I'm looking it up, Ashley K. Lemieux on Instagram, not Ashley L. The link is in the show notes for you. But she was really awesome. She has some amazing books. She's an incredible speaker. Just kind of, you know, follow her Instagram. She also has an amazing podcast. Go check that out as well. I hope that you are having the day that you need to have, that you're really sitting in the feelings of whatever it is you need to feel, experience those feelings. And also, I want to just ask you a favor. If you love this episode, please go and leave a 5-star rating and review. This is honestly the best way and most organic way for podcasters to spread their message far and wide.
is by leaving a review. It's kind of like, you know, those suggested friends on Facebook or the suggested follows on Instagram. The more reviews we have, the more five-star ratings and reviews we have, the more we are suggested to other podcast listeners. So it's super easy. It takes you 5 seconds. Just leave 5-star rating and then leave a little blurb about what you love about the show, maybe your favorite episode, why people should listen. And, you know, I'd be forever grateful for that. All right, girl, I love you. I'm rooting for you. And remember, you matter. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Hey girl, duty calls. Thank you so much for listening to the Start Scared podcast. If anything resonated with you today, I would be honored if you would screenshot and share this episode on Instagram and tag me at Christy Lockhart so I can get super excited and personally say thank you for taking the time to get our message out to even more mamas who may also need to be reminded that they still matter outside of being a mom. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and to be on this journey with you. So cheers to you and our growth together. I am rooting for you and I love you. And remember, you matter. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.